Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
I'd like us to consider a subject. You become what you behold. You become what you behold. To behold means to look, to see, to focus on. You become what you behold. Genesis chapter 30, verse 37 to 43. Genesis chapter 15, verse 3 to 6. And Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12 to 20. You become what you behold. You become what you constantly see. What you can imagine. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. If you can look at it enough, it can become part of you. Now that's the power of advertisement. The law of advertisement says, put it long enough in their eyes to see, and it will become part of them. So if you keep watching the advertisement, if you keep looking at it, you will one day go for it. That's the law of advertisement. If it stays long enough in their eyes. And so that's why organizations will pay so much for advertisement and pay their staff so little. But they can spend millions on billboards. Millions to advertise the product. Because if people can see it enough, they can be attracted to it unconsciously. Sometimes they say, let me just try out this thing that they have been talking about. Amen. So you become what you behold. And that also puts a pause in our spirit. If I will become what I behold, then I must be selective of what I behold. Are you in Genesis chapter 30? Verse 37. Genesis 30, verse 37. Jacob, however, took fresh cut branches from poplar, almond, and plane trees and made white stripes on them by peeling the bark and exposing the white inner wood of the branches. Then he placed the peeled branches in all the water troughs, so that they would be directly in front of the flocks when they came to drink. When the flocks were in heat and came to drink, they mated in front of the branches, and the boy young that were streaked or speckled or spotted, Jacob set apart the young of the flock by themselves, but made the rest face the streaked and dark-colored animals that belonged to Laban. Thus he made separate flocks for himself and did not put them with Laban's animals. Whenever the stronger females were in heat, Jacob would place the branches in the troughs in front of the animals so they would mate near the branches. But if the animals were weak, he would not place them there. So the weak animals went to Laban and the strong ones to Jacob. In this way, the man grew exceedingly prosperous and came to own large flocks and made servants and men servants and camels and donkeys. Genesis chapter 15, verse 3 to 6. And Abraham said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the heavens and count the stars. If indeed you can count them, then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abraham believed the Lord and he credited it to him as righteousness. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12 to verse 20. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by. He swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so, after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised. He confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered in, or entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Amen. In Genesis chapter 30, Jacob performed an experiment. When the animals were on heat, he brings them to the water trough. The water trough is just like a gutter. That water is made to flow for animals to put their mouth and drink. And then Jacob will peel the back of a branch of a tree and will put it right in the water. And you know, when animals are drinking, even when a human is drinking, you put the cup in your mouth, you are seeing it. So when animals are drinking, they put their face right in and their eyes contact with the thing. So as they are seeing it on a daily basis, the thing is replicating inside of them unknowingly. And so when the animals began to multiply, they were giving birth to speckled and spotted animals. And Jacob by that enriched himself. Abraham had this argument inside of him. He said, I've waited for God long enough and this promise is not coming. So let me write a will and make Eliezer, the one who will be heir apparent to my estate. And Abraham discussed that in his mind and concluded it. And then God showed up and said, Abraham, this Eliezer will not be your heir. I'm going to give you a son like I promised in Genesis chapter 12. And Abraham still couldn't comprehend it. And God said, come. And he took Abraham out and said to him, look up, count the stars. So Abraham looked up. And when he looked, something boiled in his spirit. And the Bible said Abraham believed God, and it was credited for him as righteousness, and he became a father of nations. So what you behold is what you are going to become. In Hebrews chapter 6, the Bible says, let us not be those who play gamble with the word of God, but let us be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Let us be imitators. Let us be followers. Let us look up to those who through faith and patience, they got their answers, got their harvest, shut the mouth of the lions and became great. He said, let us be imitators of them. Let us look up to them. Somewhere in Hebrews, the Bible says, looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. So you will eventually become what you are looking at now. You will eventually become what you are looking at now. What are you beholding? What is catching your attention? Now, you can be looking at something from your mind's eye, from the inside, what you are engrossed with. You look up to it with so much heart attention. You are so engrossed, you are so interested in it. There are some of us that while growing up, there's a brand of car we loved. And as soon as you got money to buy a car, that's the car you are looking for. That's what you were looking at. You loved it. So you will eventually become what you are beholding. It's important to note that seeing and looking are not the same thing. While seeing may be unconscious without the commitment of all your sense organs, spirit and mind, looking is a very conscious act with the complete commitment of your sense organs to the extent of being able to reproduce a picture of what you have looked at. I explained that. Seeing and looking is not the same thing. You may be seeing something, but you are actually not looking at it. That's why you can walk past somebody without greeting the person. You actually saw the person from a distance, but until you passed him, you didn't know. You weren't looking at him, but you saw him. So seeing may be unconscious. As far as nothing is wrong with your retina, as far as nothing is wrong with your eyes, you can see. But looking takes a complete consciousness. They say, I want to look at this. Now, when you look at something, when you are looking at this pillar, your consciousness will go beyond what you are seeing and try to picture what can be in the inside. That's looking now. Total commitment of your mind, total commitment of your sense organs, total commitment of your spirit. He said, look at that thing very well. So you look at it and look at it and look at it. I said, this material, if they wash it 5 times, it will lose its color. That's as a result of looking. But those who only see and buy, they buy things that are glittering and may not last. The Bible says, looking into the perfect law of liberty. So you need to learn the art of looking. And God said to Abraham, look now, look up. He said, if you can number the stars. So I can imagine Abraham beginning to look at the stars and was trying to number them. And was beginning to imagine the star having 2 hands, 2 eyes, a mouth, big head. And then he was just looking. And then at a point, he said, God, I don't need to look anymore. I've conceived it already. And Abraham believed God. Amen. Whatever and whoever you are consistently looking at or looking onto today is what you will likely become tomorrow. And that's why it was important for Jesus to say, looking up to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. In the wilderness, Israel got angry. And the Bible says God sent fiery serpents to beat them. And they were dying in their thousands. And they cried out for help. And God said to Moses, go and prepare a copper serpent and raise it up. And then ask them to look up to it. As many that will despise the bite of the natural serpent and look up to the carved serpent will be saved from the poison of the serpent. And they looked up to that thing and they were saved. So what you are consistently looking at now, who you are consistently looking at now, you can become. Praise the Lord. That's why when our children stay with us, they are looking at us without you telling them anything. They are either becoming the father or becoming the mother. Because this is what they are seeing on a daily basis. You've not sat them down to tell them this is what to do, this is not what to do, this is how to get angry, this is not how. They are looking at you. They are looking at you constantly. Notice that when children, newborn babies, when they begin to grow 1 month and they can see, they begin to look at the faces of those that are constantly carrying them. Over a period, they get used to a particular face. That when another face touches them, they know that this face is not what I have been seeing. Praise God. So you look and behold, a hymn writer said, look and live. Praise the Lord. Your vision today is critical to what you can and will become tomorrow. If you keep looking at the wrong things and continue to see yourself in the wrong light, you will become that wrong thing. Your vision today is critical to who you can be tomorrow. Vision, the imagination, a picture of what is possible. So if you keep looking yourself, seeing yourself in the wrong light, you are likely going to end as what you are seeing. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. The thinking is an animation thing. The thinking there referred to in the Bible is something that is well animated, well graphically represented. You see your thought. As you are thinking it, you can see your thought. I see myself failing. And so that's why God gives dreams, and the devil also gives dreams. So if you focus too much on the devil's dream, you are likely going to end there. If you focus so much on God's dream, you are likely going to become it. Praise God. So don't look at the wrong things. Don't look at yourself through the wrong light and say, well, I come from a very bad background. Don't have a father, don't have a mother. Nobody has ever gone to school. Nobody has ever made it in my family. So I'm not looking to make it. I'm just asking God to just help me to feed myself, and that will be all. No. That's why God gives dreams and vision, to give you a picture, an image in your spirit. So you will keep looking at that and eventually become what he has proposed for you. So God will give you a vision. God will give you a dream on time. That vision and dream will become your motivation. The reason why you are still going on, you know what you saw. I know what I saw. So until you are there, you are not satisfied. You still know that there's room there. Joseph had a dream at the age of 17. And in the prison, that wasn't the picture of that dream. Potiphar's house wasn't the picture of that dream. So he kept living for the dream. He saw it, he beheld it. So God will put something in your heart and say, my son, my daughter, you can become this. It is possible. Don't forget, it was at the age of 75 God started talking to Abraham. 20 years after, God was still talking to him. 25 years after, he was still looking out for it. And God said, look, and you will become a father of nations. Now, the devil also gives people strange dreams and visions to pervert what they should become under God. Yeah, the devil can also give you something to pursue, something to dream that can change the course of your life. But you can always cancel such negative visions and dreams and keep looking at the God-given dreams and visions you have received from God, received from the Word of God. Now, you can generate a vision for yourself by the Word of God, through the Word of God, through the promises of God. You generate a vision. This is who I will be. Why? Because he has given me that promise, and I know I can become it. Father or no father, brother or no brother, money or no money, I can still become all. Age by my side or age not on my side, I can still become all. And so it's your duty, it's my duty to keep looking at what God has in stock for us. What is possible with God for us? You look at them, activate them, keep seeing that God ordained future in your spirit and nurture it until it becomes a reality. Joseph had dreams from God. He kept them in his spirit and nurtured them till his brothers came to bow down to him according to his dream. Keep it in your heart. There's a place to keep the dream of God and make it very active. You know, the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 2, when Jesus was born, the wise men from the east came. And when they came, they opened their treasures and they gave unto him gifts, and they bowed and worshiped him. And the Bible said the mother of Jesus observed all of these things and kept it in her heart. She was wondering, what manner of behavior is this, that such wise people from such a distance are coming to bow themselves to a very little baby who doesn't even know his left or his right? She was wondering at it. She kept it in her heart. And in Luke chapter 2, when Jesus was taken to the temple to be dedicated by Simeon, and Simeon began to prophesy, he said, "Now let us your servant go in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord that he has promised to Israel long, long time ago. This child is therefore sent for the rising and the falling of men." And the Bible said the mother of Jesus observed the saying and kept it in her heart. I said, let me keep looking at these things. These things may become something in the end. When Joseph had that dream and spoke to his brethren, the brethren were angry with him and said, "Do you mean that one day we are going to bow to you?" And Joseph had yet another dream, and this time he went and told this to his father. The Bible said why the brothers of Joseph were very angry with Joseph, but Jacob observed it and kept it in his heart. Praise God. And said, there is something about this picture in the future. Let me keep it here so that I can be looking at it. So refuse to look at the things that the devil is showing you now. The devil is showing you that you are living in one room. Has anybody that lived in one room ever become anything in your place? The devil is showing you that you are merely a gate man and you are earning 25,000 a month. Can anybody earning 25,000 be able to build a house for himself? Have you ever heard so? And you are looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. And because of that, you wouldn't even muster the courage to save money for one bag of cement. Because the devil is showing you all the wrong things. I say, wait until you start working where you can be earning 500,000 per month. And then you can be thinking of a building. But God shows you a building even when you didn't have a job. God told you that you can live in a duplex even when there was nothing. And then you keep it in your heart and you begin to look at it and say, I know that one day I will become this thing. One day I will become this. One day. So you keep believing in that dream. Praise the Lord. Stop looking at the wrong things. Stop looking at strange practices. Stop looking at pornography. Stop looking at the things that will soil your mind. Stop looking at money and possession. That was what turned Judas and Gehazi into thieves. Look unto Jesus. Stop looking at the wrong things. Judas is looking at the money bag. Looking at the volume of money that is coming into the treasury on a daily basis. I said, this Jesus must be a very stingy fellow. You mean we have all of this money and he's not calling for a party? Every time we are praying here, every time we are praying there, he hasn't called for a picnic one day. This Jesus. Amen. Gehazi was looking at the things that Elisha, his master, rejected. I said, hey, my master have spared Naaman. No, not with this beautiful tailor-made suit. Not with these Italian shoes. My master has spared Naaman. You know, he's an old-fashioned man. Me, I'm not going to leave Naaman. So let me run after him. And he ran after those things. Stop looking at the wrong things. Begin to look at the right things. Look at God's servants before you. Look at God's dreams and vision for you. Don't look at ladies' chest and back. You will only become an adulterer that way. Praise God. Did you hear that one now? Praise God. If you keep looking at ladies' buttocks and their chest, you will become an adulterer that way. And you will marry the wrong person that way. Stop looking at their legs. Look at the things that God has presented to you. You see, no man ever looked unto Jesus and got it wrong in his walk or in his journey. You keep looking unto him. He knows it better. Of course, you know that God sees better than we do. Praise God. So if you keep looking unto him, it's going to cost the things that you want, the things that you would never have seen no matter how you looked. He will bring those things to you. Amen. Look on pure things and your destiny will become real. Look on things that are pure. Things that will help you on the journey. Consider it. Consider how you are going to take first in your class. Consider how you are going to make your business work. Keep looking at it. Forget about the failures, the frustrations you have had, the disappointments you have had. Keep looking at the future. Paul said, one thing I do, I put behind me the things that are in the past, and I look forward. I press forward towards the mark of the high calling of God. Keep looking unto my tomorrow. A lot of time, if we consider the things that we have gone through, we may not have the power and the courage to continue on the journey. But if we can forget it and move on, you will soon discover that what you lost is nothing compared to what you have gained. Some persons have invested wrongly and the investment never came out. And because of that, they never invested in any business again. They lost the opportunity to become rich. Between 2005 and 2007, as a student and as a graduate, I've struggled, was saving and saving and saving. I was able to save up to 300,000. Then have not become a pastor. And then suddenly I saw one of my schoolmates in the university somewhere there. And he said to me, I've just been posted from my company, from Abuja, to work in Port Harcourt branch. And this is my company. And we're into investment. We pay 12%. That guy is my schoolmate. He studied computer engineering. I know him. He stayed in my house for a while when he got admission here. So he's working there. He's a staff. And I said, why do I need to keep my money in the bank and be receiving how many 0.5% or whatever? So I got the 200,000 first, invested for 12%. Got the remaining 100,000, 300,000 invested. They paid me 36,000 the first month, the second month, the third month, till today my 300,000 gone. The company went down, their own investment couldn't come out, and so they couldn't pay those who put money. Of course, that company was duly registered with Central Bank and all of that, but that didn't help. Till today they say they are still in court. But that was all I had. Amen. If I died that time, I wouldn't be your pastor today. Praise God. If I committed suicide and say all my money, you don't know what 300,000 meant that time. And 300,000 for a student. Praise God. It was all my hope. There I was going to rent a house. There I was going to do my wedding. All of it was swallowed by the fish. But I said to myself, life continues. Praise God.